I can still remember exactly where I was the day I learned that not only had God made me able to hear him, but he'd also made me able to understand him. I was totally elated. I'd been so used to going to friends or family or professionals, even to my astrological sign, for answers. Now I knew that I could go straight to my divine father, mother, and expect to understand his messages and promises. One time, when I was doing some volunteer work in a maximum security prison, a prisoner rushed in to see me. He wanted a problem that he was having with his health resolved immediately through my prayer. He was very serious. I thought, oh, Father, if I pray and he's not better, he won't think prayer works. And oh, how I wanted him to know the power of prayer as I've learned it in Christian Science. So I turned to God with my whole heart and listened. A most unexpected inspiration came. It was to tell the prisoner the biblical story of the devil who endeavored to tempt Jesus after he had been 40 days in the wilderness and without food. Yet Jesus still didn't succumb to the temptation to turn the stones into bread. He preferred instead to trust God for all of his needs. I'd barely gotten into the story when the prisoner got up, looked at me, and said, "In all my years in prison, no one has ever talked with me this way about the Bible." He then quietly left the room. I'd said so little, but he seemed to get the answers he needed in the way he needed it. Each of us had heard and understood what we yearn to know from our Father. What's the pearl in all of this? To me, it's that God has made each and every one of his children able to hear him, understand him, and obey him. And why not? Who knows us better, loves us more, or has a finer plan for each of us than our great Almighty God?